Hello, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. You know, I like Ephesians chapter 5. And before, you know, most people kind of relate to it because of the passage. It talks about husbands and wives and how they should relate to each other. But if we read the words prior, I think there's some powerful insight there for all of us. Let me just read the first 20 verses or so for you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love just as Christ loves us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. But among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such as a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists of goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed is exposed by light, and light becomes invisible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." But be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the things the Lord has placed upon my heart is the lifestyle many live within this world today. As children of the Lord, we are called by the Lord to live at a standard which is above the norm of this world. When others look at our lives, they are to see Jesus in the words we use, the things we do, and how we treat others. So the question is, what do they see? Paul starts out this passage with something simple: follow God's example. For us, it is a similar statement, maybe live as Jesus lived. So let me ask some simple questions throughout this time for us to consider. What kind of lifestyle should those who follow Jesus live? Let's see what Paul says here. After all, isn't it the Lord and his word that should be guiding our lives? First, walk in the way of love. That's in verse 2. He's not telling us to love as the world lives, or live as the world lives. He's saying, love others as I have loved them. Reach out in God's love to lead them to him, to his forgiveness and grace. Not live as they live or do as they do. If we truly love the Lord, then we will do our best to love others as he loves them and gives himself up for them. Lead them to him. Second, live our lives without a hint of sexual immorality, any kind of impurity, or with greed. Okay, if this doesn't touch somebody who lives in this world, I don't know what will. I don't even know if I need to define any of this, because it is something I think most of us really understand and know in our hearts. And then we're told to avoid them. Thirdly, watch what we say and how we say it. No obscenities, foolish talk, or coarse joking. The first thing he tells us is this kind of speech is out of place for us as his children and believers in this world. If we listen for just a few moments to the people around us, I think we might hear more of this talk than we need. Agreed? Instead, he says, offer thanksgiving, or in other words, praise them, uplift them, encourage them. And I think you'll see that as you start doing that, they're going to be drawn to that and really actually appreciate that. He lists several other things which are important, and I will ask you to read this passage for yourself so you can discover them and think and pray about them. However, I want to share with you the focal point I think is on 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Right now, I see many people who are lost, lonely, frightened, and spiritually starved. The last thing they need is an example in God's children doing the exact same things they're doing, living in the world and becoming of the world. So let me remind each of us, as the scripture reminds us today, follow God's example, live like Jesus lives, walk in the way of love, live without a hint of immorality, impurity, or greed, and watch what we say to everyone around us because they're listening to us and we represent Him. This is how we're called to live. Are we doing it? Prayer thoughts for the day. Scott Rooney, as he has surgery coming. Linda Dobbins, as she needs healing in her body. Christine, Emile, Suzette, as they need healing. George's brothers, George Myers' brothers, Bob and Don, as they're nearing the end of their time. Gail Linden's been bothered by dizziness. Ray had a procedure, and I understand it worked really well. Iris Goff, Gary's dad. Chris Thompson's families are visit her family in Africa, our church, our nation, and family. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then have a great day, and God bless.